May you please turn to the Gospel according to John.
Found out, you're not reading.
John chapter 15.
You're not reading John.
We'll read the first
verses. Only we can impart it. So thank you, my father.
I will read it in English first, and my brother will read it in Chinese.
Then I'll put it in English, and I'll read it in English.
That's what the Lord said. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. As for every branch in me, not bearing fruit, he takes it away. And as for anyone bearing fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. You are ready, true, by reason of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, unless it abides in the vine, thus neither can ye, unless ye abide in me. I'm the vine, ye are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit, for without me he can do nothing. Unless anyone abides in me, he is cast out as the branch, and is dried up, and they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my word abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall come to pass to you. In this is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, and ye shall become disciples of
mine. 凡是我不结果的，他就去；凡结果子的，他就收你干净，使自己结果更多。既然你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了，你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。这是若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果；你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的。 我也藏在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不藏在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面，枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面，把你们所愿意的祈求，就给你们成就。你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也要，也就是我的门徒了。
Dear Lord, as we gather here this morning, we want to thank you for thy precious promise. Thou hast promised us that two or three are gathered together in my name.
把两三个人奉我的名聚集。There
am I in their midst.
那里就有我在他们当中。Oh
dear Lord, how we praise and thank you.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Because thou art always faithful to thy own word.
你是永远对你的话语的真实。
So by faith we know that thou art here this morning.
我们凭着信心知道你听了我们的祷告。
Lord, open our hearts, yes.
敞开我们的心,
that we may be able to receive thy word. May thy word fall into good ground.
愿你的话落在沃土里,
that he may bear a hundredfold for yourself.
使你的话能够结百般的果,
We commit this time into your hand.
我们将这段时间交在你的手中。
And trust our Holy Spirit to do His work.
我们把这段时间交给让圣灵在做他工作。
May all glory be unto you.
愿荣耀归给你。
We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Thank God for giving us this opportunity.
感谢主给我们这个机会。
I suppose, brothers and sisters,
我想弟兄姐妹
we are all waiting for the return of our dear Lord.
我们都在等候我们的主回来。
Sometimes we wonder,
有时候我们想
why is itThat he should delay so long.
为什么他延不断延时
We are already in the 21st century.
我们已经在二十一世纪了。
And he has waited that long.
他已经等这么久。
But brothers and sisters,
但弟兄姐妹
we should understand
我们应该明白
that it is not because of the delay of our Lord.
这不是因为我们的主他延时。
It is becauseOf our delay.
是我们造成这个延迟。
The bridegroom is waiting for the bride.
新郎正在等候新妇。
Not the bride waiting for the bride.
不是新妇等候新郎。
You know, I know in this world,
我知道在这世界
Only one case where the bride is waiting for the bridegroom.
只有一个情形是新妇在等候新郎。
Usually in a wedding, the bridegroom will already be there.
通常在婚礼里面，新郎已经站在那里。
And he is wondering why the bride is delayed.
他一直在那里想，为什么新娘还没有来呢
？But there was one case.
但是有一个情形。
Where the bride was waiting for the bridegroom.
这个情形呢，就是一个新妇新娘在等候新郎。
And that was Hudson Taylor's great grandfather.
那就是戴德森的曾祖父。
When he was a young man,
当他是年轻的时候
even though he was a Christian,
虽然他是基督徒
but he was very careless.
但是他是一个
he loved the world.
他爱世界
he loved dancing.
他喜欢跳舞
but on the day that he was to be married,
但是他当他要结婚的那一天
he suddenly realized what a responsibility that must be.
他突然觉得自己责任重大。
He was going to have a family.
他一家都有一个家庭了。
So he went to the field.
所以他到田里面。
And start praying.
开始祷告。
He prayed and prayed and prayed.
他祷告又祷告。
And he forgot the time.
他忘记了时间。
So when he finished praying.
当他祷告完的时候。
He suddenly realized it was time already.
他突然发现时间已经到了。
Everybody was waiting for him.
在婚礼里面大家都在等。
So he rushed to the church building.
他赶快跑到婚礼。
And he got married.
那时候他就结婚了。
That evening.
那个晚上。
Before they went to bed.
在他们睡觉之前。
He told his newlywed.
他告诉他的新娘。
Let's kneel down and pray.
让我们一起跪下祷告。
His bride was really amazed.
她的新娘觉得很奇怪。
She never knew that her husband will be so religious.
她没想到她的这个新郎是这么的虔诚。
But anyway, they knelt down to pray.
后来他们就一起跪下祷告。
And you know the history.
你就知道这个历史。
Not only that couple, love and serve God. For 4 generations until it came to Hudson Taylor.
4代以后一直到戴德森,
these 4 generations also got.
这四代都是德士主,
and after Hudson Taylor, another 4 generations.
戴德森以后又是四代,
I know the 3rd generation.
我认识这个第三代,
how they serve God with their whole heart.
他们如何全心全意地服侍主。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
where are we?
我们是如何? 我们在哪?
Are we loving the world?
我们爱世界?
Are we serving the Lord?
还是我们在侍奉?
And it is our prayer
送来的,
that every family will serve the living God.
每一家都是serving活的神。
And this is the burden of my heart.
这就是我今天的负担。
And I hope that it will be everybody's burden.
我盼望这也是每一个人的负担。
Our Lord Jesus, while He was on earth,
我们的主在他在地上的时候,
He realized that He was going to die.
他知道他要上十字架，要死。
He was going to be crucified.
他马上要上十字架。And
He loved His disciples.
他爱他们。And
the Bible said,
圣经讲,
He loved them to the uttermost.
他爱他们到底。
So He gathered them for a last supper.
所以他把他们聚集，让我们在一起有一个爱宴。
And our Lord Jesus gave them a new commandment.
我们主给他们新命令。
Love one another as I have loved you.
你们要彼此相爱，就好像我爱你们一样。
And after the supper,
在晚餐之后,
they went,
他们出去。
They will go to the temple first.
他们到圣殿。
And enter the temple, they will be going to the garden at the seminary.
他们先到圣殿，然后到圣殿之后就到克西马尼园。
And on the way,
在路上,
our Lord Jesus should see a vine.
我们的主就看见一个葡萄树。
And as he saw that vine,
他看见这个葡萄树,
he began to speak to his disciples.
他就开始对他的门徒讲,
He said, I am the true vine.
他说我是真葡萄树,
And ye are the branches.
你们是枝,
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
as we look into all the things in the world,
当我们看见世界一切的事情,
whether it is a mountain or a tree,
不管是山还是树,
you know, these should all speak to us of God.
这些都应该显示对我们讲述我们的主。
Because God built all things for His glory.
因为我们的主造万物是为了他自己的。
He created all things for His beloved Son.
神造万物是为了他的爱子。
So when we see all these things,
当我们看这些事情,
these physical things,
这些物质的东西,
our thoughts should be led to God.
我们的思想应该被带到主那里去。
What is the meaning of these things in God's thought?
这些所造之物在神的思想里面意思是什么?
It is not just a vine.
不只是一个葡萄树。
The vine is to express something of God.
这个葡萄树是要表达一些神的事情。
You know, when you look at the vine,
你看见葡萄树,
what is usefulness?
这个葡萄树用度是什么?
You cannot use the vine as a fuel.
你葡萄树不能拿来当柴烧。
Now what is its meaning?
那么葡萄树的真的意义是什么?
The vine has only one meaning.
葡萄树只有一个目的。
And it is to bear fruit.
那就是结果。
So when the Lord saw that vine,
所以我们的主看见葡萄树,
He gave his disciple another lesson. Maybe a final lesson. And he said, I am the true one. You look at this one. What do you think about it? According to God's thought. When you look at a physical thing, what does it remind you? Do you have that heavenly thinking? The Lord said, when you look at this vine, you should know that this vine represents me. It shows you a one face of me. He said, I'm the true one. All these physical things are not true. Because they are all temporary. They will soon pass away. But what the vine will speak of, that is the lesson that God wants us to learn. The Lord said, I am the true vine. And ye are the branches. This shows us an intimate relationship between the Lord and us. Our relationship with the Lord is not external. Our relationship with the Lord is very intimate. Because He is the true one. And we are the true branches. So whenever you see a vine from now on, I hope that you will think about it. You can see that the Lord Jesus is the true
vine.
Because life is in Him. Nutrition is in Him. Food is in Him. But thank God, we are the branches. That shows the intimate relationship between the Lord and us. Brothers and sisters, we who believe in the Lord Jesus, our relationship with the Lord is most intimate. It is not just an external relationship. I was brought up in a Christian family. My father was a pastor. And of course, that was a disappointment to my grandfather. Because he sent my father to the American school in order to study English. That he may help my grandfather with a business. Because my grandfather was a builder. And he did business with so-called foreigners. He built an American school in Shanghai. So he sent my father to the school. But thank God, the principal of that school learned the law so much. He preached the gospel to my father. And my father got saved. So when my grandfather heard of this, he was so unhappy. So he stopped my father going to school.
他就不让他父亲去再去学校。
He said if he should stop relationship, he will soon go back.
他要他先终止这个关系，他要他忘记过去的那些事情。
But my father's faith was real.
但是我父亲的信心是真的。
So finally, my grandpa decided.
最后我的祖父就决定。
Send him out as an apprentice.
把他送出去，叫他做学徒。
You know, in the old days, we do not have schools like our modern time.
我们那个时候没有像今天这样的学校。
You don't have those technical schools.
没有那种技术学院。
You send to a master.
你就被送到一个师傅那里去。
If the master is a carpenter.
如果师傅是木匠。
Then you send to his family to learn carpentry.
你就送到他家里面去学木匠。
And usually, when you are sent out as an apprentice,
你送去做学徒的时候
you will leave your own home.
你要离开你的家。
You will stay with your master.
你要住在你的师傅那。
But during the first year,
在头一年
he wouldn't even teach you anything.
他根本就不教你那个本行。
Teach you anything of the skill.
根本那个本行还是一点都不教。
Now why were you doing that?
那一年当中你做什么
You became a servant.In the family.
你在他的家里面做仆人。
You serve the table.
你这个服侍他的饭食。
You help with the children.
你这个看孩子。
For a whole year.
整年。
He wouldn't let you touch his instruments.
他一年都不让你碰那个工具。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹。
Do you think it's a waste of time?
你想这是浪费时间吗？
No.
Oh.
Because there is something more important. than a technical skill.
比技术更重要的还有一些更重要的。
You are going to learn his manner.
你要向他学做人。
How does he live?
他是如何的活的。
And gradually, you become almost like your master.
渐渐的你这个人格就像你的。
This is more important than your skill.
这是比你的技术更重要。
And only in the second year,
只有到第二年的时候
he will allow you to test the instrument.
他才开始让你碰那个工具。
And teach you something about carpentry.
那教你木匠一些技能。
Now that's the old fashioned way of learning.
那么是老旧时代的他们这样学习。
So my grandfather decided to apprentice my father out.
所以我祖父就决定送我的父亲做学徒。
And that night, neither he, nor my grandfather, nor my father, slept.
那天晚上，我的祖父跟我父亲都没有睡觉。
They were all waiting.
他们都在那等。
And my father did not change his mind.
我的父亲不改变他的心思。
So finally, my grandmother softened.
到后来，我的祖母就开始心软。
Let him go back.
让他说，你让他回去。
So that's the way my father finished school.
这就是为什么我父亲可以继续完成他的学业。
And when he went to college,
当他到大学的时候
，my grandfather was not supportive.
我的祖父不给他学业。
He spent 8 years in college.
在大学花了8年时间
，partly working and partly studying，
半工半读。
And finally he graduated，
最后他毕业了。
But thank God，
感谢。
My friend and my grandfather couldn't get him to help。
我的祖父不能够叫，不能让他去帮他的生意。
Because he felt called of God to serve God，
因为他感觉主。
It was a great disappointment to my grandfather.
这是我祖父急，让我极端失望。
But thank God,
感谢。
Gradually, one by one, God said.
不久，一个一个的家中都得救。
So that's what apprentice is.
这就是门徒的意思。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
when we believe in the Lord Jesus,
我们信主之后
our relationship with the Lord.Is not just external.
我们跟主的关系不只是外在。
Our relation with the Lord is a matter of life.
我们跟主的关系是个生命关系。
because his life is in you.
In a semi.
And because his life is within you.
In a semi.
Therefore, you can bear fruit. Do not think that you can bear fruit by yourself. We cannot bear fruit. The fruit bearing comes from the Lord's life.
结果这是因为基督的生命。
Only when we are in union with the Lord,
当我们与主合一的时候,
then we have the ability to bear fruit.
这样我们才有那个能力结果。
So the Lord said, 所以我们就说, what is your relationship with me?
你跟我的关系是什么?
It is not an external relationship. I remember when I was a boy,
我记得我在做孩子的时候,
I believed in God.
我信神。
I believe in Jesus.
我信耶稣。
But that belief is only in my mind.
但是那个信只在我头脑里。
In my heart, I did not believe.
在我的心中，我并没有信。
In what sense?
这意思是,
I felt I was too good to need him.
我觉得我是非常好，我不需要。
I was a good student.
我是好学生。
I was a good relationship with all my fellow students.
我跟我的同学关系都很好。
And even with the servants in the school.
在学校里面的工友对我都很好。
So even though mentally I believe in the Lord.
虽然是我头脑里面相信神。
But in my heart.
但是我心中,
I felt I don't need Jesus.
我认为我不需要耶稣。
Let Jesus save other people.
让耶稣基督救别人。
I don't need him to save me.
我不需要他的救。
Because I was good enough. You know, that was my feeling before.
那就是我当时的一种想法。
But thank God. He reached me.
他来到我。
When I was 14,
当我14岁的时候,
I was sick.
我是生病。
I was sick almost until death.
我几乎要死。
At that time, there was no medicine for my sickness.
那种病当时是没有药。
It all depends whether I could pull through.
那就看我能不能够撑过去。
For 4 months,
4个月当中,
I was on the verge of death.
我几乎是面临了死亡的病。
And as a young man, I did not want to die.
我年轻了，我不要死。
And I think you will think the same way.
你也是这样想。
So I prayed.
所以我祷告。
Even though I had never really believed,
虽然我还没有真的信,
but I did pray,
但我祷告,
ask God to heal me.
我求神医治。
My father prayed for me,
我父亲为我祷告,
the missionaries prayed for me,
先告诉我祷告,
and in the 4 months, I was recovered.
4个月当中, 慢慢恢复了。
So there was a natural reason in me.
这一个很自然的一个原因在里面。
I should die, but now I live.
我应该死了，但是我现在活了。
I want to do something. 我要 to repay God's goodness.
我要做些事情来偿还。
So by the grace of God,
所以因为主，
He opened the way for me.
他开了一条路。
A fellow student came to me.
有一个同学到来找我,
and suggest that we organize some Christian meetings in school.
他建议在学校里面我们有一个基督徒的一个会议。
So I thought my opportunity had come.
我想我的机会来了。
So we began to organize so-called Christian meetings in our school.
所以我们开始来招聚基督徒的聚会。
We used the library as the place where we meet.
再用我们的图书馆来做我们聚集的地方。
We will knock at the doors of into our dormitory.
我们在宿舍里面就敲敲各个人的门。
And ask our fellow students to come to meeting.
邀请他们来参加我们的聚会。
We have prayer meeting.
我们跟你有祷告会。
We had even preaching.
我们还有讲道。
I remember the first time I led prayer meeting.
我记得第一次我带领祷告聚会。
I wasn't saved yet.
那时我还没有信主。
But it's not hard to lead a prayer meeting.
但是对我来讲并不难带领祷告聚会。
Why? Because my father was a pastor.
因为我父亲就是牧师。
He had a library.
他有一个图书馆。
There are many books there.
那里面有很多书。
So I took a book of prayer.
我又拿一本怎么讲祷告的书。
And choose one subject.
找了一个题目。
Translated it into Chinese.
把它翻译成中文。
And memorized it.
然后记住。
And on that night.
那天晚上。
I gave a talk.
那我就给一个讲道。
How God answered prayer.
神怎么样。
And after I finished,
我讲完之后,
I asked everybody to kneel down and pray.
我要大家跪下来祷告,
but you can imagine nobody.
你可以想象没有一个人祷告。
Not only nobody prayed,
but
someone began to laugh.
有人开始笑,
what are we doing here?
他说我们这样做干什么?
You know what I did?
你想到我的反应。我就责备。
I say you cannot be so irreverent before God.
你在神面前不可以这么不尊重。
Now that's the way I led prayer meeting before I was saved.
那就是我如何带祷告聚会在我心里。
I even preached before I was saved.
我甚至于讲道在我没信以前。
After so many years, I can still remember the first message I prayed.
这么多年之后，我还记得第一次我讲到的内容。
When I was young, there was a famous preacher in this country.
那个时候有一个非常出名的传道人在美国。
Mr. Jarvis.
他名叫 Mr. Jarvis.
So I go to his book.
我就找了他一本书。
Choose a topic.
找一个题目。
On Noah's Ark.
挪亚方舟。
I translated it into Chinese.
我把它翻译成中文。
Memorize it.
记住。
And that afternoon, I spoke of it.
那天下午我就开始讲道。
After I spoke,
我讲完之后,
I felt good about it.
我觉得讲得不错。
But the only regret,
唯一的就是,
nobody praised me.
没有人说我讲道。
So that was the first time I was preaching.
那是第一次我的讲道。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
but I had no living relationship with the Lord.
那个时候我根本跟主之间没有活的关系。
But thank God,
感谢主,
when it seems that I was searching,
那个时候呢, 我是在寻求,
the Holy Spirit began to work in me.
圣灵开始在我里面工作。
Strangely,
非常奇妙,
I used to think myself pretty good.
我过去想我自己是不错。
But at that time,
但是那时候,
the Holy Spirit began to show me,
圣灵开始光照,
that I was a sinner.
我是一个罪人。
There was nothing good in me.
在我里面毫无良善。
I was so convicted.
我是这么的被,
no, remember, I was a young man.
记得那时候我是个年轻人。
In high school,
那时候是高中,
but I sometimes would sit by myself.
有时候我坐在那里,
and wept,
哭,
because I realized what a sinner I was.
我看见我是何等的罪。
The Holy Spirit began to work in my life.
圣灵开始在我里面工作。
Now during that year,
那一年,
there was a number of world famous preachers coming to Shanghai.
那个时候世界上那很多好几个有出名的讲道的到上海。
And they usually will speak in my father's church building.
通常就是到我父亲的那个教堂里面讲道。
No matter how busy I was,
不论我多忙,
I always attended.
我总是参加的。
So I heard all these famous preachers.
所以我听了这些出名的讲道。
I was moved from time to time.
我被感动。
I went to the altar a number of times.
我上到这个讲台前面。
I wept. I prayed.
我流泪，我祷告。
But after the meeting was over, everything was over.
但是聚会完之后呢，那也就结束了。
This happened for a whole year.
这样情形持续了一年。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹。
When summer came,
夏天来了。
There was a summer conference in Shanghai.
有夏令会在上海。
So I decided to attend.
我决定去参加。
With only one thought,
只有一个意念。
I wanted to be saved.
我要得救。
So I went there.
我去那里。
Stay there.
住在那里。
Three young men from this country just graduated from college, coming to China.
有三个刚刚从美国毕业的年轻学生到中国去。
And they preached at that time.
他们那个时候在那里讲到
What did preacher already knew?
他们所讲的东西我都知道。
I could preach myself.
我也可以讲。
So nothing touched me anymore.
没有一样可以触摸到我。
And one morning,
但有一个早上
I was in my room.
我在我房间里。
I do not know whether I was praying or I was just thinking.
我不知道我是在祷告呢还是在思想。
But I remember,I told the Lord,
我告诉你
why is it other people got saved very easily?
为什么别人这么容易得救？
And it was so hard for me.
为什么对我来讲这么难？
So I told the Lord,
我告诉你
save me now.
现在就要救我。
Otherwise, goodbye.
不然的话就再见。
Thank God.
感谢。
That very afternoon,
那
I went to the meeting.
我去聚会。
I still remember.
我还记得。
The one who preached.
那个人讲道的那个人。
And he preached John 3:16.
他讲约翰福音三章十六节。
And I knew this verse from my childhood.
我是从小我就熟悉这段圣经。
Nothing touched me.
没有一样可以触摸到我。
And after he finished.
他讲完了。
He asked everybody to kneel down.
他要求每一个人都跪下。
So I knelt down.
所以我也跪下。
And a black pastor,
一个黑人的牧师
came and kneeled by my side.
在我旁边也跪下。
You know what he did?
他，你想他说什么？
He didn't preach to me anymore.
他不再对我讲道。
He just encouraged me to go to the altar.
他就催促我到前面这个讲台去。
I thought I'd be there a number of times.
我想我已经到前好多次了。
Nothing happened.
没有任何事情发生。
But you know, in China, we try to be courteous.
所以到中国我们总是礼貌。
So I went to the altar.
我也往前面走。
And again, I prayed and I went.
我在那里祷告，我又流泪。
Nothing.
完了之后也没有什么事情。
Meeting was over.
那聚会就结束。
As I was walking out,
当我走出去的时候
，a Chinese pastor,
有一个中国的牧师。
If I mention his name, some older people may know.
如果提他的名字，年长的可能会知道。
Andrew Chi,
纪志文。
At that time, he was just a young preacher.
那个时候他只是个年轻的传道人。
He must be noticing me.
他一定是注意到我。
So, he stopped.
他就这个把我挡住。
And point blankly, he asked me one question.
他就指着我问了一个问题。
Are you saved?
你得救。
Now I have to be honest.
我必须要真实。
So I said, I hope to be saved.
我希望我得救。
So he knew something was not quite right.
他就马上感觉到有些事情不对。
So he stopped.
他就
Everybody, hundreds of people left.
几百个人都走。
Just two of us.
只有我们两个人。
And he asked me a question.
他就问我一个问题。
Do you believe the Bible is the word of God?
你相信圣经是神的话？
I say from my childhood.
我在从我小的时候我就相信。
And he said, alright, turn to First John.
那这样你就翻到
那个第一呃约翰福音书第一章。First John chapter 1 verse 9.
约翰福音书第一章第九节。
So I turn to First John chapter 1 verse 9.
我就翻到约翰福音书第一章第九节。
And he said, you read it.
你读。
Put your name in it.
你把你的名字摆进去。
And he asked me to read it twice.
他让我读两次。
If Stephen come to confess his sin,
若将审道认自己的罪
，God is faithful and righteous.
神是信实的，是公义的。
He will forgive his sin and all his unrighteous.
神定要赦免他的罪，洗净他的公义。
And he asked me to read it twice.
他要我这样子念两次。
He said, "Let us kneel down and pray."
让我们两个跪下。
So we knelt down.
So we knelt down.
Now I knew how to pray.
我知道怎么样。
So I started to pray.
我马上就开始要祷告。
I just poured my heart to God.
我就把我整个的心都倒出来。
I said, Lord, you know how sinful I am.
我说主啊，你知道我是如何的一个罪。
I have this sin, I have that sin.
我有这个罪，我有那个罪。
I have many other sins, I have forgotten.
还有好多罪我都忘
了。
没忘的，但是你记。
I said, I have confessed my sin.
我说我承认我的罪。
I have done my part.
我尽了我这一份。
Now it is your part.
那现在就是你的那一份。
Whether you are saved or not is up to you.
你救不救我那是你的问题。
You know, that's the way I think at that time.
那就是我当时这样想。
Thank God he is faithful.
感谢主他的信实。
Immediately.
马上。
I felt the burden there was.
我发现我重担卸了。
So I stood up.
于是我就站起来。
And Mr. T asked me.
啊 ,T, 还没有问我。你得救了吗
?I said, I am.
我说我得救。
He said, how do you know?
他说你怎么知道
?I said, I felt a burden. 对吧
我感觉到我的重担卸下。
He shook his head.
他摇头。
I suddenly realized,
我马上我就察觉到。
I say, I know I'm saved.
我知道我得救。
Because God has said so.
因为主是这样讲。
He said, that's right.
他说这就对了。
Your feeling may change.
你的感觉会变。
But God's word never changes.
神的话永远不变。
He was very wise in leading people to the Lord.
他是带领人信主，他是非常。
He asked me to go out.
他要我
tell somebody what the Lord has done for me.
告诉一个人主怎么样在我身上工作。
I went to my room.
我到我房间里。
I opened the Bible.
我打开圣经。
I can still remember so many years afterwards.
我还记得许多许多年之后。
It was 2 Peter chapter 1.
第二彼得后书。第一章
As I read it,
当我读
Every word spoke to my heart.
每一句话都对我在里面讲话
As if my heavenly father is speaking to me.
就好像天父是对我讲话
It's all different.
完全不一样
I prayed,
我祷告
I know God is my heavenly father.
我知道天父是我父亲神是我父亲
Brothers and sisters
弟兄姐妹
Are you saved?
你得救吗
Do you have the assurance of salvation?
你有得救的确据吗
Our assurance is in the word of God
我们的确据是什么
Our feelings may change
我们的感觉会变
But God's word stands forever
但是神的话
So, brothers and sisters, if anyone here who is not sure of his salvation,
如果当中有人不确定自己的救恩
I hope that you will trust the word of God.
我盼望你信神的话。
Heavens and earth may pass away.
天地要废去。
But God's word remains true.
神的话永远长存。
But anyway,
无论如何
That was how, by the grace of God, our Savior.
这就是神的恩典要我们去。
And not only that, but the grace of God is so great.
神的恩慈如此大。
Since then, I have learned to serve.
那之后，我们开始学习服侍。
So the Lord said, I am the true one.
这一句就是说，我是真
的。Ye are the branches.
你是枝。
Now to be the branches of the vine.
要成为葡萄树的枝。
There is only one purpose.
唯只有一个目的。
Because as the branches of the vine,
作为葡萄树的枝子
，you cannot use them as fuel.
不可以把它拿来当柴烧。
Because they will burn up quickly.
因为很容易就烧掉。
The branches of the vine have only one purpose.
葡萄树的枝子只有一个目的，
to bear fruit.
是的。
But the branches cannot bear fruit by themselves.
但是葡萄树自己本身不能够结果。
I think this is evident.
这是非常明显。
But if the branch is united with the vine,
但是如果葡萄树跟葡萄树连接的话
，and allow the nutrition of the vine into the branch,
吸收葡萄树的营养
，and then it will naturally bear fruit.
那就很自然的能够结果。
The more you are united with the vine,
你跟主结合的越紧密
，the more will be the fruit.
这个你的果子就越多。
The fruit bearing does not come to the branch from the branch.
果子不是枝子自己结出来的。
Fruit bearing comes from the vine.
果子是因为葡萄树的养分到他死亡的结果。弟兄姐妹
，We cannot bear fruit，
我们不能够结果。
But if we are united with Christ，
如果我们与我们的主
，If we allow Him to take over our life，
如果你让他在生命当中掌权
，If we allow Him to be in charge of our life，
如果你容许让他，然后在你生命当中
，You will supernaturally。Naturally, bear fruit.
你就很自然的，也超自然的能够结果。
I think, brothers and sisters,
我想弟兄姊妹
，as a Christian,
作为一个基督徒
，we probably will all look in ourselves.
我们总是往看我们自己。
Do I bear any fruit?
我到底结了什么果子
？What kind of fruit I have there?
我到底结了哪些果子
？That I may glorify God.
这样我可以荣耀神。
I think we must have asked our
我想我们大家可能都问这样的问题。
You don't need to ask that.
你不要问这样的问题。
All you need to do is, the Lord said, abide in me and I in you.
你要注意的就是住在我们主里面，叫我们主住在我们里面。
Now what do you mean by abide?
住在主里面是什么意思？
Abide is more than just to be connected outwardly.
住并不是说只是外在的连接。
Abide means that you really dwell in Him.
住你的意思就是说你跟他的是实实在在住在他里面。
You offer yourself to the Lord.
你把你自己献上给主。
And you learn to let His life take over.
你让他的生命在你的生命当中呢做主。
Whatever is not of His life.
在你里面，凡是不属于我们主的生命
，The Holy Spirit will remind you.
圣灵要提醒
你。And that's where dealing of.
这个就是怎么样圣灵对付我们里面。
And when we are willing to be dealt with by the indwelling Holy Spirit.
如果我们内住的圣灵，我们愿意被他对付的话
，He will tell us what is wrong, where is.
他会告诉我们什么是错的，什么是对的。
And if you learn to obey,
如果你学圣德的话
，then you find the life within you begin to bear fruit.
你就发觉你里面的生命开始结果。
For instance,
举例
，if you believe in the Lord Jesus,
如果你相信耶稣，
This is not something in your mind.
这不是你的头脑里面的。
It is something in your heart.
在你心中。
And if you really believe in the Lord,
你真的相信他。
Let me ask you.
让我问你。
Is there any change in your life?
你在生命当中有什么改变？
The places that you went before,
你过去去一些地方，
maybe some of the places the Holy Spirit will remind you, these are the places that Christians should visit.
圣灵或许提醒你，这个基督徒有些地方。
And if you obey the Lord,
如果你圣,
and stop going,
不再去,
you lose something?
你失去了一个东西,
no.
不是,
what you lose is nothing.
你失去了,
but what you gain is everything. You begin to realize the pleasure of God is upon you.
你可以经历到主在你里面的喜乐。
You feel sad?
你感到悲伤吗？No,
you are happy.
你悲伤的东西。If
you disobey the law,
如果你不顺服主的话,
then you really feel sad.
你就里面的的确是呢，悲伤。The
Holy Spirit will not let you go.
圣灵不会放过你。Unless
you obey.
除非你顺服。And
what a life of obedience.
这个生命是如何，圣的生命是如何一个生命？So
our Christian life every day is living.
所以基督徒生活每一天都是活的。It's
not something external.
不是外在。Something
is going on within our spirit.
是灵里面的事情。Brothers
and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，This
is the way the Christian way of life.
这就是基督徒的生活。Finally, 最后。
I would like to tell you a story.
我要给你们讲个故事。
And again, it's Hudson Taylor.
再一次，这是戴德森的故事。
I really love Hudson Taylor.
我实在是爱戴德森。
Because he was the one used by God.
但是他是被神重用的。
To open up China.
当向中国传福音。
You know, China was close to the gospel.
中国对福音从前是关闭。
The missionaries came.
宣教士来的很多,
but they were all in the treaty ports.
他们都是在一个主要的,
because
城市,
they were
中介的城市,
but Hudson Taylor was the one.
戴德森是唯一一个,
who opened up inland China.
他到内地去,
the gospel was preached to the inland.
他到中国内地去,
and if you read the story,
如果你读他的故事,
of these early missionaries, how they suffer for the Gospels. We thank God for Hudson Taylor and his
courage.
Listen to him. And taking everything in China for a few years. And he also had the Chinese immigration.
他已经开始这个中国的内地会,
and he had his colleagues.
他有他的同工。
We will think that he will be perfect.
我们想他灵力上已经非常完全。
Not so.
是。
Because if you read his biography,
如果你读他的传记的话,
you will find that he had been in China for a few years.
你发觉他到中国好几年之后,
he was still troubled by some.
他里面还是有很多难处。
Because
因为
whenever there is a problem,
什么时候有问题了,
he felt disturbed.
他就开始很受影响。
He did not have the peace of God.
他没有一个主里面的平安。
He has such responsibility.
他但是责任很大。
We would say, no wonder he was concerned.
当然他有这么责任，当然他很担心。
But this is not the way God wants it to be.
但是这个神意思不是这样。
So for this sake, he prayed earnestly.
他为了这个缘故，他就切切地祷告。
And he studied the Bible very carefully.
他仔细读圣经。
He came to John 15.
他读到了约翰福音15章。
The Lord said, I'm the vine, ye are the branch.
主说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝。
You know what he said?
你说，你想他怎么说？
Well, if that is the case,
他说，如果这是真实的话，
if I could only draw all the nutrition for the vine to my branch,
如果我真的能够从葡萄树把所有的养分都支取过来到葡萄树的枝，
then I will be fruitful and peaceful.
那这样我就能够结果子，并且会有主里面的平安。
So what he did?
那他做怎么做呢？
He prayed earnest.
他就切切地祷告，
seeking the Lord.
寻求主。
He said, Lord,
他说主啊，
if you only allow me to be so connected with you,
如果你让我能够非跟你紧紧地连接，
that your nutrition will come to me,
如果你的养分就能够到我这里，
then I will not worry,
那我就不会担心了，
I will be at peace,
我就能够得到主你们的平安了。
But no matter how he prayed,
但是无论如何他这样祷告，
nothing,
没有任何事情发生。
One day,
有一天，
when he was again studying John 15,
有一天他继续再进的读约翰福音十，
suddenly the Lord opened his eyes.
突然我们的主就开他的里面的眼睛。
He said, I'm trying to get into the vine.
他说我 试着要进入这个葡萄树。
That I may get out of mine all the nutrition is to me.
这样的话我才能够把那个养分支取过来。
But the Bible said,
但圣经这样讲，
I am the vine, ye are the branch.
我是葡萄树，你是枝。
All you need to abide in me, and I will abide in you.
你要的就是住在外面，我就住在里面。
If there is no hindrance between your life and God,
应当都并没有拦阻，
you will naturally, supernaturally draw the nutrition of the life of Christ to you.
你是自然的，并且超自然的把这个葡萄树的养分吸取。
And then you will have peace.
你就有平安。
So suddenly his eyes were open.
突然之间他的眼睛就被打开。
He said, thank God, I'm in him, and he is in me.
我已经在他里面，他也在我。
Therefore, I have peace.
所以我有平安。
And it became so beautiful.
这个就在他来讲非常真实。
His life was changed.
他身体改变。
So there is a chapter in that two-volume biography.
在他两册的自传里面有一章就特别讲这个。
That chapter calls the exchanged life.
那一章叫做转换生命。
Not a changed life.
不是改变生命。
But exchanged life.
乃是转换交换生命。
Now I'm no longer live.
我不在，现在我活的不再是。
It is Christ who live in
me. 基督在我里面活。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
do you see this?
你看见这个没有?
You are not living.
你不是在你自己活。
It is Christ who lives in you.
是基督在你里面活。
And if that is the case,
如果这个是一个真实的话,
there is peace.
那你就有平安。
So in 1900,
所以在1900年,
during the Boxer Uprising,
在那个全乱的时候, 华和联军全乱的时候，
Hudson Taylor was resting in Europe.
戴德森正在欧洲休假。
And the news began to come.
那个消息传来了。
Of the missionaries of the Chinese mission, how many were martyred?
许多内地会的宣教士在中国殉道。
Humanly speaking, that burden will be unbearable.
从人来讲，这样的重担没有人能够承受。
But Hudson Taylor was able to take these
带着生去那个听这个消息那个进行阅读的那个平安。
Knowing that God's will is best.
知道主的旨意最好。
And you know what happened afterwards?
你知道那这事情发生之后。
After the Manchu dynasty surrendered.
在清朝开始呢被
那个被俘了。They had to pay all these money.
他们就必须要为这个还这个钱。
But China in the mission did not accept any
repayment.
It is all for the
Lord.
So, brothers and sisters, what is the secret of
fruitfulness?
Abide.And the Christ will abide in you. But for Christ to abide in you,
为了让基督住在你里面,
there will be dealing.
这个需要有一些学习的。
Suppose you are very careless.
如果你是一个不在乎一切事情,
and you throw things in the room.
你在房间里随便乱丢东西。
And there comes a friend to live with you.
有个朋友跟你一起住。
And he was the cleanest, most methodical person.
他是一个非常有条理、有整洁的人。
You know what will happen?
你想想看，这什么事会发生
？He had to pick up all these things.
他要为你把所有的东西都捡起来。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
，Christ in you,
基督在你
的
后，是荣耀。
Dear Lord,
主，要感恩的亲爱的主
，We want to thank you for your precious words.
我们为这些宝贵的话语献上感谢。
God has told us,
你告诉我
，Abide in me and I in you.
你住在我里面，我要住在你里面。
And you bear much fruit.
又结。
For the glory of God,
为了主的缘故。
Lord, may it be true with each and every one here.That glory be unto
you. That glory be unto
you. That glory be unto
you. That glory be unto you. That glory be
unto you.